Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to the Sana call-in program on this wet Monday morning and load shedding stage 6 in many parts of the country. Yeah, I know what you're going through. I feel your pain. But let's get into it. It's just gone 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. This is the Sana program. We're going to be trying to take as much callers as we can so we can try to answer as many of your questions. We do have Mulana Fazreen on the line. Let's welcome him to the program. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Faisal, and assalamu alaikum to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
All right, so we do have Mulana Fazreen on the line. Let's give you the numbers to call. You can call 011-854-1548. You can WhatsApp me 072-786-1548. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to take too many calls today as we are running a bit late. So we're going to take as much as we can, inshallah, and we can try to answer your questions. So the number to WhatsApp, 072-786-1548. You can also call 011-854-1548. And we do have my engineer, Brother Naeem, Mulana Naeem Dokrat, and our reception, who's also going to be taking some of your questions as well. So, inshallah, we will. He wants me to mention his name, but anyway, let's just go to the first WhatsApp on the WhatsApps. The first one, Mulana, Blue Mouth Sherbet, manufactured by Marburg Sweets Manufacturers.
Product is halal suitable.
All right. That product is suitable. Blue Mouth, my name. Blue Mouth. Yeah. What do they think of next? Next one, assalamu alaikum. It's evening, not morning. All right. It's evening, not morning. Did I say morning? Did I?
Saying evening.
It's just load shedding, I promise. It's not me, I promise. I thought you were like on stage 10 or something, so we're only on stage 6. I do apologize for that. Let's just get it right. 20 to 8 p.m. this evening. 1940 p.m. So, yeah, the load shedding has got me confused, I promise. You know, when I get up and come to work, it's like dark outside. So maybe I'm looking out the studio and I think it's like time for Fajr or something. But anyway, going on to the next one. Assalamu alaikum. Is jelly tots halal?
Okay, as for jelly tots, just check on the ingredients. If there is no gelatin listed under the ingredients, then this product is halal suitable.
All right. Somebody, the same person asking, and Mr. Sweets gums.
Okay, as for Mr. Sweets products, SANA approves only the products that are free of gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
Under the ingredients, for if there is gelatin listed, if there is no gelatin listed, then this product can be used.
All right, another question on WhatsApp before we go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Sea harvest fish fingers halal, Mulana?
Sea harvest fish fingers, unfortunately, we do not have information on sea harvest processed products, but sea harvest plain products are fine. But if you're looking for processed fish products, INJ products are halal suitable.
All right, let's go to the lines. Lines number 12. We skipping 1 to 11 because of load shedding. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Alaikum salam.
Gee, your question for Mulana?
Is Manhattan gum halal?
Manhattan gums, Mulana? Is that halal?
Okay, check the ingredients. If there is no gelatin listed, then this product is halal suitable.
Jazakallah for the question. The lines are open 011-854-1548. My engineers for this evening, Brother Nasif, and also Mulana Naeem Dokrat to take your calls this evening. You can also WhatsApp me 072-786-1548, and inshallah we will try to answer your questions. Just 18 minutes left before we conclude the program. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee, your question for Mulana?
JJ, I just would like to know, Arthroway Chronic for arthritis, the tablets, is it SANA approved?
I can't call our friend on the status of this product. If you can contact our offices tomorrow, we may advise you further.
Okay, no problem. And I just would like to know, which Burger King restaurants are halal?
Unfortunately, SANA has not certified any Burger King restaurant, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Jazakallah.
I mean, Jazakallah for that questions. The lines are still open, 011-854-1548. You can also send me a WhatsApp, 072-786-1548. And while we are waiting for this question, just a reminder to the listeners, Radio Islam's got a new drama. please go check it out onto our YouTube channel at Radio Islam. Check it out. It's playing out right now at this moment, and it is Sana approved as well. So check this out, our new Ramadan drama, not Ramadan drama, our new Radio Islam drama, and it's got a different sort of a aspect to it. You can actually see the actors now. No faces, but you can see the actors. It's currently playing on our YouTube channel at Radio Islam. Please go check it out. You don't want to miss this. Trust me, it's quite riveting. Produced made by our producer here at Radio Islam, Tufail Patel. Let's go back to our WhatsApps. Assalamu alaikum. Gummies. Which gummies are halal?
Okay, as for the gummies, Woolworths gelatin-free variant is fine, and Candyland gums are certified by Sanha, by Marhaba, and also Maynard's and Beacon gelatin-free variants are halal suitable.
All right, perfect. Jazakallah, Molana, for that. Just a reminder to the listeners again, questions coming in a bit slow. I want to try to answer as many questions as possible, or Molana will try to answer as many questions as possible. So please do get them in early. The lines will be open till about 10 to, that's about 6 minutes from now. If you've got any questions related to halal, haram, or any product that you're unsure about, please do call us 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. You can also WhatsApp 0727861548. But maybe just, okay, before we go on, there's a question that's come through. Assalamu alaikum, is Nutriday yogurt halal?
As for the Nutriday yogurt, there is one variant that is not approved by Sanha because it contains bovine gelatin derived from unverified sources. So that's Nutriday low fat, fruit flavored yogurt and low fat plain yogurt.
Okay, perfect, Malana.
Both ones are fine. The normal flavored ones are halal suitable.
All right. And then somebody sent a picture, French salad dressing. Is this product halal suitable? I got a picture of it.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it falls under Sears brand.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a Sears brand, then yes, this product is halal.
All right. Another question coming through. How do you know which one is made in Malaysia? Somebody asking a question with regards to... Pringle chips allows, yeah.
Pringles products, it used to be imported from Malaysia. Now, for the past few months, the product is being locally manufactured.
Alright.
So, unfortunately, we do not have information on the ones that are made in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So, the consumer has to look on the packaging. If it is made in Malaysia, it will be listed on the packaging, on the tin. And if it is made in South Africa, it will be listed as made in South Africa.
Alright. Another question coming through, somebody sending a picture on WhatsApp. I just want to open it quickly. It's got a picture of Lindt fruit sensation, dark chocolate, mango, and passion fruit.
Okay, as for Lindt products, check under the ingredients if there is no liquor or wine or carmine listed. If it is free from liquor and carmine, then it's halal suitable.
Alright, somebody else sending in through a question, also a picture as well. Cheese dippers, the laughing cow.
This product is halal suitable.
Is this one halal suitable? Okay, you are tuned into the Sana program, just 13 minutes left before we conclude the program. Please, if you've got any questions, send the WhatsApp through now. If you've got any calls or if you want to speak live on air, you can call us 011-854-1548. Somebody sent through another picture, Banana. Nutriday, I'm just going to read it. Nutriday medium fat yogurt. Is that okay?
This product is halal suitable.
It's halal suitable. Okay, Jazakallah for that question. Another question coming through. Is Crystal Value Macheu halal?
This product is halal suitable.
This one is also suitable. All right, another question coming through. Somebody sending a picture. Energy bars made by PVM.
PVM energy bars, unfortunately, do not have information. We have contacted the manufacturers. However, they haven't given us information.
All right. Also, another picture coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is this product halal? Big 3 Caster Sugar Crystal Blend, 500 grams.
For the product's name again?
Big 3 Caster Sugar.
Okay, this product is halal suitable.
All right. Another one. I don't understand if this one is not, but assalamu alaikum. Is this product halal? Royal Baking Powder. Fermento peas, or what is...
Royal baking powder, right?
Royal baking powder, yeah.
if this product is halal suitable.
All right. Oh, WhatsApp coming through. Another one. Are all flavors of Pringles halal?
All flavors of Pringles made in Malaysia is halal suitable. Unfortunately, we do not have information on the ones that are being made in South Africa.
All right. Somebody sending through another picture. It looks like Romeo Delight milk chocolate. Why do they send pictures of these things, eh? Well, name a cup of coffee and this biscuits will go down very good now. Milk chocolate filling between cocoa and coconut cookies, and I'm sure you're salivating at home as well. Malana, this product is halal suitable?
This product is certified halal by China.
All right. Another question coming through from Brother Yunus Essak on Twitter. Assalamu alaikum. Are Vital Boost effervescent tablets halal suitable?
This product is halal suitable.
All right, just a reminder to the listeners again, we are nearing the completion of this program or the end of this particular program. It is just 11 minutes left. So the lines are open. I'll get Marana in to take one or two more callers if you do want to call in. Or you can WhatsApp me 072-786-1548. And inshallah, we can get Marana to answer the question as well. Marana, somebody asking a question. Biogen collagen is derived from is Biogen collagen halal suitable? Which other collagen is halal friendly and what's it derived from?
Okay, Biogen collagen is not approved by SANHA because this collagen is derived from unverified bovine sources. However, in terms of information at our disposal, Solal Marine Collagen and the Real Thing Pro Marine Collagen are halal suitable.
All right. Well, one of the things of the festive period is a lot of people will be going to Durban and many people going to other areas as far as, you know, the coastal areas are concerned. Maybe Malana can quickly share what sunscreens are permissible to use?
There is a Clicks one that is halal suitable.
Which one is it, Malana?
Clicks SP40 sunscreen.
All right. Is there a one that's permissible?
It is halal suitable.
Okay, what about, is that a Click Sun Protect with the gold packet, the gold plastic bottle?
Exactly.
All right, so that's permissible if you are going to the coast, so maybe you can get that Click Sun Protect sunscreen lotion. Somebody asking a question on WhatsApp. They've put a picture here as well. Skittles fruits, is this product halal? Coated candies, Skittles fruits, Mona?
Skittles are halal suitable.
Is it halal suitable as well? Perfect. All right. That's it for the WhatsApps. Let me just check anything else. Somebody asking a question. Is Callisto's in Rosebank halal certified?
Okay, this one, I'm not sure. I'll have to check and get back to you. I can't pull it open.
All right, another picture coming through. Five Roses Creamy Tea Latte. Green, yeah.
Halal suitable.
All right. And then the last one coming through, Earth & Company, almond milk.
Okay, this product is also halal suitable.
All right, we got about 9 minutes left. No more WhatsApps and no more telephone calls. I think we're going to leave it there, Molana. If the listeners and the social media users and many other listeners and other Muslims around the country in communities in various parts of the country got questions about any product they are unsure about, what numbers can they contact you?
Okay, they can call us on 0861-786-111 or send us an email on helpline@sanha.org.za, or they can post their query on our social media on Facebook, Twitter or Instagram.
All right. Lana, we want to take this opportunity to say Jazakallah for your time on Radio Islam International. We understand that you had to stop and you were driving, and may Allah SWT reward you for availing your time for us and obviously educating our listeners on what is permissible and not in in our beautiful deen of Islam. Jazakallah, Lana. And inshallah, hopefully we will speak to you next week.
Next week, inshallah. And as for your question about Callisto's in Rosebank, this outlet is certified halal by SANHA.
Okay, it is certified halal. All right, Jazakallah, Molana. Inshallah, we will catch up with you again next week.
Next week, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
All right, that was Molana Fazdreen. Unfortunately, we had to start a little bit later. Molana was driving and had to stop somewhere to entertain some of the questions that were posed by our listeners. If you do have anything that you are unsure about and you need a query answered immediately, then inshallah, maybe you can wait till tomorrow morning and then you can give them a call or you can post it on the social media. And I'm sure that one of the SANHA representatives, inshallah, will be able to answer your question as promptly and as speedily as possible, and hopefully to your satisfaction as well, so to avoid you getting into sin or, you know, using something that may or may not be permissible. Also, just a reminder to the listener before we conclude, Radio Islam's drama for the December period is currently airing on YouTube. This will carry on for the next few days, so please tune in to our Radio Islam YouTube account to check this out. Wonderful work done by Brother Tufail Patel, who produced this particular drama, and it's quite intriguing, so please tune in for that, and I'm sure that you can check it out and give some comments and also share your thoughts and comments as well. From myself, Faisal Patel, and my engineer for this evening, Brother Naeem Omlan and Naeem Dokrat, we wish you well. Please do take care. The roads are wet at the moment. There states 6 load shedding. Even got me confused, saying morning instead of evening, you know, so, yeah, it's just one of those perils, but may Allah SWT make it easy for us. Also, the rain, please do keep your following distances. This morning I had to report on a number of accidents and crashes at the 5-second gap minimum between the cars in front of you. We all want you to save, while we require the rain, it's the blessings from Allah SWT. It also causes a lot of destruction. Hopefully the rain will be falling on catchment areas so we can replenish the Baal Dam, which was below 50%, and let us continue to make dua for Allah SWT to bless us with beneficial rain. From myself, Faisal Patel, inshallah, I'll be back with the bulletin at the top of the hour. So until then, fi manillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.